I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Don't put nobody on no pedestal except for God. Come on, somebody. If you're going to, it's all right to follow somebody's example. He said, follow their faith. Find out what they did to keep believing through their struggle. And whatever they did, as long as it's connected to the book, it will be there whenever you need it. If you're writing something down, you might want to write down. When others stop believing, you just remain faithful and hope till it comes. Said there's going to be a falling away. We're watching that right now. Men's hearts failing them for fear. But whatever that does, and I came to tell you this one message this morning, don't stop believing in the middle of this unbelieving generation. Come on, my church at Pace Assembly. I know you're already here, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to get hit with something this week. You're going to get a phone call, whatever it may be, and it's going to target your faith to believe, can God do it? And to the level of the Word of God you have will be the level of faith that you can believe for. If you're writing some things down, here's a few things for you to consider. Because Jesus said faith is going to diminish in the last days prior to his coming. It's going to diminish. People's faith is going to wax cold. That's the way he used the terminology. It's going to wax cold. So let me give you just some aspects of faith for you. First of all, faith is given to every person by God. According to the book of Romans chapter number 12, he says this to us. It's foundational. Get this. He says to us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Don't get in their form, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And he goes on down to the latter portion of that verse in verse 3 and says this to us, that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. He's given it to you in a seed form, and it's up to you now to develop it. So here's number 2. Faith is developed how? By the Word of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. People are dying every day in the church spiritually because they are casual toward the Word of God and the ingesting of the Word of God every day. I want my faith to be strong. Well, that's fine and dandy. God gave you a seed. Now you're supposed to grow that thing. Come on, somebody. And all you eat is sugar sticks in the world out there, your faith is going to get small. And you don't need faith until you need faith. You don't need faith until somebody's in the hospital and now you got to stand there and beg for God's forgiveness because you haven't been to church in 20 years. Come on, somebody. I just want to relieve the burden from somebody in this building. It's not about how long you've been coming to church anyway. Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. When does that happen? The moment I believe. The moment I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and ask him to come into my heart, that's exactly when my faith begins to come alive. God gave you a measure of faith. He gave the sinners faith. People have the ability to place their faith wherever they want to by their own will. That's the reason why I said the will is a very dangerous thing that God has given to us. It can go one way or the other. But the development of that faith requires you to get a new mind in the Word of God. Now, thankfully, you're here, and those of you that are watching are getting a new mind, hopefully, in the Word of God here today. But I hope that you're not just eating one time a week. And I'm not going to look at anybody when I say, based upon the way you're looking today, you're eating better than what I think you are. Say amen for somebody sitting next to you. If you see somebody that's just skin and bone, take them to lunch today. Amen. Faith is developed by the Word of God. Here's another one for you. Faith is developed through trials. I want to have faith, but I don't want to have to go through anything. You won't survive. You're going to get mowed over, because the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now through a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried in the fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know something. Seasons come and seasons go. Trials come and trials go. How can I shorten the trial? Have faith in God. Faith in God to the degree, and that's not trying to get faith up, it's positionally at the cross of Jesus Christ. That's the only place for victory, ladies and gentlemen. It's not how much that I do, it's where I place my faith. I'm in the trial. When am I going to get out of it? I don't know. How long do I need to believe for? You know, I wish the Holy Ghost would have put something in the Word in the book of James to help me know the termination of it. Because he says this, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. That sounds good, doesn't it? Except between that resist and flee is an undetermined amount of time. I'm just saying. I'm not looking for a fortune teller. I'm looking for somebody that believes God above every other situation that's going on in your life. Through the trial, see anybody can come in here when everything's going great, raise your hand and praise God, and smile at everybody on the way in the door and shake hands and all that kind of, but I want to know how many in this building are walking through a red hot trial right now, and you're recognizing, you know what, this was the devil all along, or maybe it was God, I don't care, but I will bless the Lord at all times his praise. That's the reason why you've been given this opportunity. That's the reason why that the Spirit of the Lord took over this service the way he did this morning, and they didn't sing nothing that they practiced. Are you hearing me? Had already prepared for you to get here, but the Holy Ghost said, I'm going to open up heaven at the very beginning of this thing, and for those that need something in the middle of their trial, I'm going to fill them with victory. That's pretty good, isn't it? I'm glad that I know a God who knows everything about me and still loves me. Anybody ever gone down in the trial before? Anybody ever hit your knees in the trial, your face? Come on, there's 12 honest people in the building today. Lord, I pray that you would not strike those in their seats with a bolt of lightning today who lie. Because anybody can have faith on a sunny day. But can you have faith when it's personally you going through it? And I have to admit to you that there's times when I've hit my face and failed on my portion. But you see, it was never up to me. All I have to do is just get back up again. See, a righteous man will fall 7 times, but he just... Come on, somebody. It's not defeat if you're knocked down. It's defeat if you stay down. And I will. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I will not be defeated. Come on, somebody. Just tell him, there's been enough of my grandma put on the inside of me that slapped me when I was a child, that I will arise. Come on, somebody. All you kids that are out here, your grandma didn't slap nobody, so don't worry about it. Here's number four you need to understand in the development of your faith. Faith is supported in a relationship with God. He tells us in Jude, beloved, praying, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. There's a relationship built in prayer. Not just crisis praying, but praying as a matter of relationship. It's important for you to get a hold of that. Because none of what I'm about to tell you now is going to work unless faith is working in your life in that measure. There are four admonitions given in Hebrews chapter number 10. And all four of them were given because the church was in some of the greatest days of persecution that they had ever been. And the writer of the book of Hebrews is an amazing individual gifted of the Holy Ghost to begin to outline what Christ has done on the cross and the full measure all the way back to the book of Genesis, all the way through, you find in a descriptive manner in the book of Hebrews. He even tells us in the very first few chapters of Hebrews 11 that God holds the entirety of the world up by his word. Go take that back to Genesis. That's how the whole thing started. But the writer tells us a lot about the tabernacle of Moses and everything that's all the connotation of that. And he starts out where we started reading concerning the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, not just by the blood of bulls and goats, but all of that's done away with now by the time you get to Hebrews. The writer says it's not about that now, because he goes on to say in there in the very beginning of this chapter, he said if it was all about the bulls and goats and you bringing some offering in, the high priest would continually have to do that and you'd never get to the end of that. But we enter in to the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says to us to have boldness concerning that. I'm about to help you here, somebody. He said, I want you to have boldness to enter in by the blood of Jesus. Why? Why? Because it's not an old and outdated way. It's a new and a living way. That the finality has now come. If we had to worship in the old way, everybody in here would have to drag a goat, a sheep, a bullock, something into this place, a handful of meal, and throw it on the altar and hope that it was accepted by God. But because in the mind of God, the lamb slain from the foundations of the world is none other than Jesus Christ, then you can know with assurance and confidence that what Jesus Christ did, are you with me here this morning? What Jesus Christ did on the cross completed the transaction of the covenant. And now we enter into the presence of God. Now, some of you may take that for granted here and all, but I just want you to know when you stepped into this auditorium and you got out of your car and you came into this building and you sat down, you had no idea that the Spirit of the Lord was going to take over this service the way that he did from before the beginning of this. I'm just trying to give you an illustration, because normally you would have walked in and you already had a preconceived idea that we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this. And the Holy Ghost showed up. The same presence of God that was captured in a pillar of fire over the Ark of the Covenant. The same cloud that followed the children of Israel in the desert. And there was one individual that was only one able to go into the Holy of Holies and present himself before God. And that was none other than Jesus Christ. And so between the cherubim, he said, not out there and not in the middle section, but in the Holy of Holies, I will meet with you between the cherubim.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.